think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel Dettelbach, father to be, put together musical mystery songs for the Joey English Show for all week from the fifth dimension. Let's listen. That's the title. I started being a professional friend of the fifth dimension when I was in Las Vegas at the Tropicana with Rodney Dangerfield, I think. Because they were at Caesars or the Aladdin, I've kind of forgotten now. But they had the most colorful outfits, and they were such good people. And Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. do our show, and we'll have them back. Thanks, Nigel. We like that. That got us going. Okay, Joey pals, it is Tuesday, March 15th. Get your day timers out because we want you to write this down and you know that it'll all be up on joeyenglish.com. So don't have an accident trying to write it down. I'll put it up there for you. This is so exciting. And we say hello to our desert treasure, Patty Grabeau.
Well, thank you, Joey. It's always good to be with you. Hey, I was thinking we've been knowing each other for 27 years.
That's my age, too. Isn't that funny?
I know, me too. Forever and always, always 27, 28, yes. 21.
It works, it works. Entertain yourselves at home. Okay, tomorrow, Palm Springs Cultural Center, what's going on?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm part of a variety show that Palm Springs Point of View is working with collaboration on with the Cultural Center. And it's Martinis and Moxies celebrating Dina and Dinah, Dino and Dinah, excuse me. And as I was one of the gold diggers to work with Dean, I'm one of the guest stars, and I'll be performing a few numbers, and they'll show some video, and Conrad's going to interview me. I get to talk about the man and all the fun we had. We had so much fun back in the day, didn't we, Joey?
Absolutely. Go ahead. So Dean Martin, a gold digger, you've been called worse, and...
And also on the show are Francesca Amari, who's a vocalist, Mina Hartog, who's a comedian, and Paul Torregino, as in Dora, as in Bewitched. And, of course, Alan Kramer and Claudia Reed will be performing, and Conrad Corral as one of the producers. They're all three of them produce the show, but they will. He will be involved as well. So we're going to have a good time.
This is something of a series, isn't it? Martinis and Moxie. It goes. This is the second one. Did I read?
Actually, this is the third one. They did one with Frank Sinatra at the end of last year about Frank and a lot of the celebrities. And this year, they've already done one Frank and one Dean. Two more Deans coming up. So, Dean Martin's. And the evening starts at 6 o'clock. It's very glam. People come in and they have martinis, and Trio provides some wonderful hors d'oeuvres. And then everyone goes into the theater. And what's so interesting about this show is that it's not your typical introducing, where you don't see the performers. It's shot like a variety show. They're doing it as such that they'll call us up on stage and we'll watch the other performers. They even do some commercials. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Does it bring back a lot of memories for you, or is it so different?
Joey, I mean, I hadn't done any singing, and I hardly can remember when. I sang for one of the Barbara Sinatra shows when she was celebrating Frank's birthday, Mr. Sinatra's birthday.
I think I was there.
I think you were, too. And but otherwise, I really hadn't done hardly anything. So it's fun to get back up on stage. And what's so interesting, I find, is that you bring all this, as a performer, you bring so much more experience and being more relaxed to the stage, because you're not, ooh, if I get this gig, am I going to get a bear gig? You know, that type of a feeling, will somebody discover me? I'm like, it's so comfortable to be out there and just say, I'm just having a good time, kids.
Since you're only 27.
That's right.
How'd you get into this business? What was your first break?
I was a majoring in musical theater at the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati, planning on going on to Broadway. And there was an audition posted for the Gold Diggers on our musical theater bulletin board, of which I didn't see. But one of my sorority sisters, who was also in musical theater department, saw it. She took it off the bulletin board, and she went and auditioned. Well, so I never saw it. And someone said to me, why didn't you audition? And I said, well, I didn't know about it. Bottom line, she said, there are other auditions. Please try to go to it. So I went to Dayton, auditioned, because they were replacing one group of Gold Diggers with another at that time. And I flew to Boston, auditioned, ended up in the final selection, and actually within a three-week period of time had been a junior in college at the Conservatory of Music, ended up leaving school, coming to L.A., to Hollywood, was on the sound stage at NBC, recording with Les Brown and his band of renown and Dean Martin, and doing the Martin Show. I mean, it was really crazy fun.
What'd your parents think?
I was so blessed. You knew my mom and dad. They have always been so supportive. I remember calling them from the sorority house. Now, in the sorority house, we had one telephone. Because it was in the 70s, right? But I'm only 27. Yeah. Anyway, so we had a telephone booth. And I'd have to get in this telephone booth to make the call. I remember to this day calling them and saying, I really want to go audition for this. But I need something like $60 to fly a round trip to Boston. And they said, well, and they weren't wealthy people. But they said, whatever will make you happy, because we know you're so talented. And I did. And they were very supportive. They came to some of the shows when we performed in Las Vegas. And a lot of fun.
But I'm telling on you now, you did things like Happy Days, Charlie's Angels, Quantum Leap. Are you going to talk about all of that tomorrow night?
Yes, I think I have a feeling Conrad will approach some of that. I know I have some footage that I'm going to show tomorrow on from Happy Days with Fonz when he was allergic to girls. So I was one of the girls to help get him over his allergy. But yeah, I had some really good roles. It was a lot of fun. You know,
did you realize at the time how lasting the Gold Diggers and Dean Martin would be?
course, I really didn't have a clue. And you realize what an impression people make upon you, you know, as your life moves forward. And it's been a real blessing. And beyond the industry itself, in that which of working as a performer, the girls, and I'll get choked up, they're my closest friends, they're my sisters. We are like glue.
I'm laughing because I've known you a long time. I've seen the pictures. We are talking different hair colors, Joey Pals. We're talking husbands and boyfriends and children. The world has happened since you started all of this. But you go back into that and it's there again, isn't it?
Yes, instant. It's just instant. Like you said, we call each other sisters. Yes. I'm Sister Patty. And we carry our secrets with us all.
Do you have reunions?
We get together. We do. We have had some reunions. But we talk, and we haven't done it in a few months, but generally we'll Zoom once a month. And because, like, one of the girls is in Greece. Someone in Northern California, in Chicago, in Florida. So we get to see one another and catch up, which is really fabulous. And to hear about the kids and their jobs and their weddings or their whatever, having just living. So it's terrific.
Life. Okay, Joey Pals, attention in the area. Give us the details. How do we get tickets? The Camelot Theater and the Palm Springs Cultural Center, everybody knows, 2300 East Baristow. Do you know how we get tickets?
Yes, you can either call the theater, or you can go to facebook.com/PSPOV, which is Palm Springs Point of View, and you can get tickets there and come and have some fun.
And I know that they're also available at psculturalcenter.org. 3256565. And don't forget, the Camelot Theater has the best popcorn in town. Food is very important to me.
It is to me, too. Well, it's got to be chocolate popcorn, doesn't it, Joey?
Well, now what you're doing, martinis. Maybe you can get a chocolate martini. What else are you working on, Patty? What else? You always do so much with you and Dale and your entrepreneurship and all your shows. Bring us up to date.
Well, right now I'm working in voiceover. I'm very excited. Over the past 18 months, during the pandemic, I studied with Voice Tracks in San Francisco via Zoom. Probably have done over 200 hours of classes with unbelievable voiceover artist. Samantha Paris is the head of voiceover, and she brings in the most incredible coaches, from casting directors to agents, to celebrity voiceover artists. So it's been terrific, and I'm starting to work, which is good. I'm starting to get some gigs, which is fun.
I like your voice just as it is. Don't change it.
But I have to do all kinds of things.
All kinds of different voices and all the time.
Think, what's the movie, Mrs. Doubtfire? Oh. Robin Williams, when he does all those voices.
He's amazing. He's amazing, but he's acting, right? And that's what you do when you act. Whatever the persona of that person is what you're going to grasp onto and bring on. And then I'm also very involved with Palm Springs Women in Film and Children.
So tomorrow night, can people bring their cameras? Is there going to be Q&A? Can they take a picture with you? Because you'll be the prettiest one.
You're so sweet. No, there'd be beautiful people there. And, by the way, it's Palm Springs Women in Film and Television. I said, and children. Oh. We are children. We're still playing, right? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, yes, well, sure. If you come, just say you heard me on Joey's show, and I'd love to take a photo with you or chat with you a little bit. It'll be a lot of fun.
They'll probably have Q&A, don't you think?
No.
They probably won't have Q&A.
It would be after the show, though, because before the show, we really won't be available to talk to people because, you know, you kind of want to save your chops because I'm a blabber.
It'll depend on how many martinis you have, what kind of moxie we get, right?
I can't do that before I, no, can't do that because it could be one martini floor.
Thanks so much for sharing the heartbeats with us. It's a joy to be with you again. We thank Patty Grabeau. And don't forget, tomorrow night, what time? 6 to 10, I wrote down. Is that right?
6 to about 8:30, 9:30, whatever. But if we chat, it'll be longer.
Bless your heart. Thanks again, sweetheart.
Okay, it's always a pleasure, Joey. God bless you for everything you do in the community.
If you're near your phones, Joey Pals, I've got presents for you.